na na ya, hey la 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 la, ay ode, hey ma beza na ya, ya na la 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 la, ya na la 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 la, ya 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 ya, goodbye, ya na na na, ya na la 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 la, ya 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 ya, la 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 la.
I just thought of a great idea. Okay, so normally, you know how in Dvartor you have like the explanation, then you have like the punchline at the end, like the lesson?
Yeah.
So maybe this time, in honor of Purim, I'll give you guys the lesson, and then you have to guess where I get it from in Megillas Esther.
Wow.
Excited? I don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be wild and crazy. All right. And that's why there's going to be a time in your life, guys, when you're going to just have to step up. There's going to be two decisions that you're going to have to, that are going to be before you. There's going to be the passive decision, but the passive decision to step back and do nothing is really making a decision. It's making a decision to join on the team of laziness and to join on the team of Achashverosh and evil, or you can choose to step up and be active and change world history. Okay, where are you guys?
He's got it.
Everybody
is. Esther's debating to go to Achashverosh, and Mordechai says, it's not you, it'll be someone else.
Oh, think about Ishma. Awesome. So pretty much where I'm going, and I think I'll put a little bit of a new spin on it, not just the classic. So good, but you got it. Okay, so in chapter 4, Mordechai is making his big speech to Esther, and he says some fighting words, and he says, if you don't step up, Revach Latzal will come from another place, and that I'm not going to go so much into that right now. I know Rav Aaron's going to talk about that, Bezrat Hashem. But I want to talk about a different phrase. And he says, Im hacharesh tacharishi. If you will be silent at this moment, then Ravach Latzal will come from another place. So this phrase, Im hacharesh tacharishi, if you will be silent, Rabbi Foreman points out, only comes up one other time in Tanakh, this double phrase, hacharesh tacharishi. If you will be silent, Esther. So does anyone know, for a piece of shredded wheat, does anyone know where is the other seemingly random place where this phrase hacharesh tacharishi comes up? Close. Beginning of Parshat Matos. Not bad. Somebody is Rabbi Foreman Chosid. Or has just heard this year from some other rabbi who's still up for my form.
Or knows all
the Torah by heart. One of those options. In any case, so if you look in chapter 30 of Sefer Bamidbar, you will get to the beginning of Parshas Matos. Okay? And Matos is talking about vows. Okay? So that's very interesting. Gotta love vows. All the deepest Torahs are really going to come in vows. Let me just read it inside for you all, and you'll see how beautiful the Torah comes out. Share it on Purim, maybe somebody will remember. It says, "Vayidrei Moshe al Rosh al Matul of Neishra Lemar Zed Var Shad Var Hashem Ish Kidor Neder Hashem Shvash Buah Lesor Yisrael Nafshar Lo Yechel Dvaro." When a man makes a neder, you got to keep your law. Okay, great. Vishak Kidor Neder Hashem Asra Yisar Bevet Avia Vinoreya. But when a woman makes a neder, now, if she makes a vow and the father or the husband nullifies it, so then the vow is wiped out. It's mayfair.
Let me just find the exact lashon. Shama isha biyom shamaot. And if he hears it, v'hecharishla, but he is silent, v'kamud nedaria, then the vow shall stand. And the vow which she vowed upon herself shall stand. But if he gets rid of it, then the vow is wiped out. Do you get the options here? The woman makes the vow. She says, I'm never going to have Rice Krispies again. Chas v'shulam, not having them anymore. Too much sugar. So if she said the man is hecharish, if he's silent, so what happens to the vow? It keeps going. It's good. It's too late. His shtika is kehoda. His doing nothing is as if he said, you know what, I let it go. But if he chooses, he can make fair. He can nullify the vow. And then the vow is wiped out. You guys see where we're going here? You see where we're tracking? Go back to Purim. Im hacharish tacharishi. If you're silent, says Mordechai, if you do nothing, if you're passive at this time, then you're basically shtika koda. You're joining onto the Akach Shmirsh train. You could say, I didn't have anything to do with it, it wasn't me, but at the end of the day, you're joining on to his team, and you are guilty as charged. But if you step up, if this isha nullifies the vow, then she gets rid of the vow, and then it's nullified. Mayfair, of course, is a lashon of? Oh, I like that too. That's true also.
Poor. Oh, Purim. Good Purim. About, wow. You're actually getting rid. Purim is not just a lashon of poor, of Gora, but poor is a lashon of mayfair, of getting rid of the decrees by being active participant in Jewish history, like Esther. And that, says Rabbi Foreman, is one of the hidden secrets of Megillas Esther. That's a lot of times in life. You can't, if I'm sleeping in my bed, and someone says, you're going to wake up for Shachar's, you're not going to wake up for Shachar's. So by being passive and saying, let me contemplate that and think about that philosophical question, you're essentially making a decision. You're sleeping through Shachar's. And there are times in life when being passive is essentially making a choice, right? Do I believe in keeping Shabbos or do I not believe in keeping Shabbos? Well, if I'm not doing something actively, I'm breaking Shabbos. So that goes in the ritual realm and that goes in the ethical realm. There are going to be times in life when we need to step up. Bezrat Hashem, when we're talking to Hashem on Purim, Hashem will make it clear to us what we need to activate in our life, what we need to choose to do, and what we need to get rid of in our lives, so that Bezrat Hashem, we can know what our Purim, what our Mayfair is, what our Purim actions are. Okay, well, let's do one more game. Bezrat Hashem. I'll give you guys the lesson, and you guys have to figure out where the Dvar Torah comes from. Sounds good?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. And that's why, my friends, we need to choose positivity. We need to choose to look at the good in our life and to stop focusing on the one black, negative, dark spot in our life, because there's so much darkness, but we have to choose to see the light and not focus on that one tiny little black dot, which we think is really a big, big, big horrible thing, but really it's just a little dot.
Big
Day Kuna is pretty good. Oh, wow. 2 for 2, not bad. Fine. Okay, give up. Give up. So, but there's a Gemara too. There's a Gemara which goes there too. Anybody know the Gemara that I'm talking about? Okay, so you guys know it. You just don't realize that you know it. Mom,
yeah.
There's a Gemara which is also all about this idea of not dwelling on the negative but dwelling on the positive. Oh, so the Gemara in Chulin. I know you guys are all holy in Chulin. You're probably not holy in Chulin, nor am I, but we're all holding on this Shaila. The Gemara asks, Haman min haTorah minayin. where do we find Haman in the Torah? So, we all know Torah by heart. We go back to our, you know, Bar Ilan, and we say, oh, Amin HaTorah, Amin HaEitz HaZeh, Asher Amarti Lechol, I forgot the exact wording, but when God tells Adam, did you eat from the tree? Amin HaEitz, Amin HaEitz is also the words of Haman. Haman. So the Gemara says, where's Haman in the Torah hiding? He's hiding in the story of the Garden of Eden, of Amin HaEitz. So explains all the Rebbes. Well, because I don't actually remember who said, oh, then they must say this. Amin HaEitz. What is Amin HaEitz? Stop. It is actually Bemet, one of the Yisodes of life. Bemet, not just Purim. Amin HaEitz is telling us that the essence of Haman is it's the same sin of Adam. The same original sin, the main sin which we all struggle with every single day, that was Humanism. And we need to constantly battle this Humanism to get to Purimism, to get to Simchaism. And what's that sin? It's the sin of Adam. When Adam, instead of focusing on all the delicious Rice Krispies and all the shredded wheat and all the bread and all the milk and all the fruits and all the cream cheese and all the delicious blessings and all the breath and the health that we have and the songs and the friends and the family, instead of focusing on all the good, Adam said, but there's one fruit that I can't have. And because he couldn't have that fruit, he was sad, and he said, I don't care what God tells me to do, I gotta get that one fruit, Amin HaEitz HaZeh. And God says, did you focus on the one negative dot in your life, or did you focus on all the positive? And he messed up. It's okay, he could do tshuva. But he messed up and he focused on the wrong thing. And similarly, Haman, what's the essence of Haman? Nothing is worth anything as long as that one yid, Mordechai, is bowing, it won't bow to me, and I have everything, I have money, I have wealth, but I don't have glory, I don't have honor. There's one thing wrong in my life, it's all worth nothing. And then he ends up, of course, because of this jealousy and because of this kavod, he ends up getting hung on a tree, on an eitz. The same eitz going back to the Garden of Eden that Adam and Chava were struggling with, and that we all struggle with all the time, and that we need to focus on. That's really the whole Indian of Purim, Chayiv Inish, Libesume, Adelo Yada, is really going back to the Adam, to Eitz Hadas, and to focus on the blessing, to focus on all the good, like the Taz talks, focus on all the Mordechai that we have in our life, all the Hamans that are getting rid of in our life, to focus on all the blessings. Lamaisa, practically, we've talked about this many, many times, and so we should keep talking about it, so maybe you'll remember one thing from these Friday Shirim. How do we dwell on the positive? What do we do, Lamaisa, when we have negative things which happen in our life? We wake up in the morning and someone's mean to us. Someone wasn't nice to us. Really, it really throws our day off. We're not in a good mood because of it. What do we do, practically speaking, to get ourselves out of this humming way of looking at life and to start looking at the good, start looking at the positive? Give me some practical answers, guys. Practical positive psychology. What do we do to start? Yeah.
Look at the bigger picture and see where that other person's coming from, and maybe you won't get angry at that.
Good, you're saying a lot of good Torahs there. One, look at the bigger picture. Look at this, is all this curse, it's really a blessing. It's a kapara, it's a tikkun for this Gilgal, for my sins. Who knows why, but I'm going through this pain for a reason, and God's squeezing all of that pain out of me, and therefore I shouldn't be bitter about it. I should be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the pain. Second, but look at it from their perspective. Don't villainize them and say they're a terrible person. They're in their perspective. They're in their situation. They're dealing with their stuff. There's no need for me to dwell upon their negative. Instead, I'm just gonna recognize they've got their tikkunim, and I'm gonna, instead of choosing to go back with anger, I'm gonna choose to go back with love. Even if it's hard. Okay, good. What other pieces of advice, even for myself, can I give to myself to give to dwell on the good and not dwell on the bad? What else, just practically speaking? What good ideas can we throw out there? Good. Okay.
You can just jump up and down.
Awesome. Both great ideas. Okay. Thankfulness. Gratitude is the key. Verbalizing gratitude. Verbalizing your Shmona Esrei to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about all the great things we have to be thankful for. Or just when you're walking down the street, verbalize that gratitude. Write down that gratitude. Amazing. And exercise. Jumping up and down. Getting outside. Sports. Running. Exercise. All of these things. definitely will change our brain to stop dwelling on the negative and to start thinking about the positive. Awesome. Another piece of advice, just stop thinking about it. Realize these emotions are coming through you. They are not you. Push them aside or not. You don't have to fight them. Just say, interesting, negative thoughts. Don't have to think so much about that. I'm going to instead think about Torah and make gratitude and think about positivity. And I'm going to choose to be Mordechai, dwelling on the good, and not Haman, who's dwelling on the negative. Bezrat Hashem, we should all have a Freilich and Purim full of Simcha. Bezrat Hashem, shit's going higher and higher and higher, full of more and more and more happiness till we get to Pesach, and then Bezrat Hashem, higher and higher and higher. Just want to get through one. Advice number seven, sing that song. If anybody